Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think. Right? It really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
I've got a perfect bracket. I'm not going to lie to you. I've got a 100% perfect bracket. I haven't missed one game.
Well, that's good.
I've got a perfect
because
bracket.
Because here's the sound effect of my bracket.
I've got a 100% perfect bracket. I haven't missed
trash.
One game.
Especially the South. South bracket.
Because here's
is there
the
any luckier team on the face of the earth than the
here's
Kentucky Wildcats?
Bam. Trash. Especially the South.
Think about
South
it. These
bracket.
Guys sitting here a few weeks ago, 10 losses. There were people talking about, will Kentucky get in the tournament? They go on a run like they always do. They win the SEC tournament and get an automatic bid. And now they're looking at University of Maryland, Baltimore County, Kansas State winner in the next round because Kentucky's fixing to play Buffalo.
That's a tough game.
They're fixing to play Buffalo, and don't even get me started on Virginia. Virginia is, I don't know why I fell for it.
That's a tough game.
I mean, if you know your history in basketball, you know Virginia had Ralph Sampson back in the early 80s, and Ralph was 7 foot four, and man, they were supposed to be the greatest thing since sliced bread, and every year in the tournament, they'd get in there and they'd find a way to lose. And you look at Virginia, they're sitting here at like 31-2, went through the ACC schedule, only lost one conference game, beat North Carolina twice, beat Duke. They get in the tournament and they lose. The first time ever a number one seed loses to a 16 seed.
I think that's just proof that Maryland Baltimore County's conference is tougher than the ACC.
Apparently. I mean, I just can't figure it out. I don't know why I let myself get duped, but I did. So
Maryland Baltimore County's conference is
Arizona.
Don't
get me started on Arizona either.
Arizona
and Virginia were two teams that people thought were going to come through these brackets, okay? Or at least meet up in like the Sweet 16. These guys get blown out by teams in the first round. I mean, absolutely just blown out.
Or at least meet up in like the Sweet 16.
By the way, this is the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Jason Bishop Show with the star of the show, Kip Branch.
And, you know, every week I give you a hard time about predicting
on the Bishop
games.
Media Sports Network, Jason Bishop Show with the star of the show.
I think this is proof. This is proof to our audience of what I've been saying the whole time.
Give you a hard time about predicting.
You're not very good at picking games. And
not this week.
And you could learn a few things
of what I've been saying the whole time
from me on picking games.
You're not very
good
at picking games.
The difference between me and you is I come in here when I have a bad week predicting. I own up to it. I don't spin it into, well, I got a perfect bracket or I'm always right or I'm the truth or whatever. The truth is the NCAA tournament is, it's March Madness for a reason. I love it. I love to see these, teams that nobody gives a shot knock off these blue bloods.
It's March Madness for a reason.
You don't predict it when there's money on the line in your bracket.
I love to see these teams that nobody gives a shot knock off these blue bloods.
You're
kind of
torn. You want it to happen, but you don't want it to happen.
You don't
from a greed standpoint.
Money on the line in your bracket.
This segment brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Jessup Furniture, and by Nat's Landing.
Locals, nowhere to go to find legendary Highland Favorites. Great service and live music, Nat's Landing. At 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back island atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or just visiting, and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon. Nats Landing in the Red Fern Village Shopping Center. St. Simon's out.
Here they come. One timeout. They don't take it. Oh!
That was the first sign of my bracket being busted right there, because I had the U going to the Sweet 16. And that should have been a sign of things to come. And it was.
Let me tell you how I keep my bracket so perfect. This is the second year in a row.
Yeah.
That I've, you know, obviously I know that we're not through this bracket yet, but I'm on my way to another perfect bracket. I had a perfect bracket last year. So I'm going to tell you my secret, Kip. The best way to keep your bracket clean is to pick the teams that you think are going to win after they've played the games.
Awesome. That's good. That's how you have a perfect bracket.
I haven't missed a game in 2 years.
That's great. That's great. Who's going to win this? That's how you have a perfect bracket. I'm looking at these matchups right here down the road. And there's some interesting matchups coming. Buffalo and Kentucky. Who's going to win this? I'm looking at these matchups. Wow.
Okay, so go ahead. Let's do this. Let's actually be sports people for a minute.
Okay.
So who's going to come out of the South bracket? I'm going to take Tennessee to come out of the South.
Okay, so go ahead. Let's
I'm going to take...
If I'm wrong, I'll change it.
Tennessee and Cincinnati will meet up in the Sweet 16. It'll probably be Kentucky and Kansas State. You could have a Kentucky-Tennessee regional final.
Yeah.
Just like the SEC championship game coming in. Kentucky and Tennessee hate each other. If that's the case, I'll take Kentucky coming out of the bracket, out of the South. Just like the SEC
championship game. I'm going to take, in the West bracket, I'm going to take Xavier to come out.
In the West, I got Michigan coming out. That's the only bracket so far that my bracket's still intact.
Okay. In the East bracket, I will take... You know what? I'm going to take Purdue. I'm going to take Purdue out of the East.
Purdue center broke his elbow. Big 7-foot center broke his elbow. He's out for the rest of the tournament.
That happened yesterday?
Yesterday.
Forget that. That didn't come out of my mouth. I'm not taking Purdue.
He broke his elbow in that game against Cal State Fullerton.
I will go back. I'm recounting. I didn't know he broke his elbow. I'm not taking Purdue. I was busy doing other things. You know what? I'll take Florida to come out of that bracket.
Florida's fixing to lose Texas Tech. I got Texas Tech and Villanova in the regional final, which would hold my bracket intact, but I got Villanova coming out of the East.
All right, and in the Midwest, I'm going to take the Dukies to come out of there.
I've got my bracket still intact there, too, except for Seton Hall. I had Seton Hall losing to NC State, but I got Kansas and Clemson in the Sweet 16. I got Michigan State and Duke. I got Duke losing to Michigan State. Michigan State beating Kansas in the regional final.
So my final four is Tennessee, Xavier, Florida, and Duke.
I got Kentucky, Michigan, Villanova, and Michigan State.
Florida and Duke.
Spring is just around the corner, folks, and that means grass cutting season is upon us. Make sure you're ready by having your equipment serviced now. Go see the true professionals at Brunswick Mower Supply. Fast, friendly service you can trust. Conveniently located at 6203 Altama Avenue, pickup and delivery is also available. So go see the hometown folks at Brunswick Mower Supply. Mention this commercial and receive 10% off your service.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines, Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barberito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
the home for oysters on St. Simons, catch 228. Catch 228 now unveils their extended oyster selection from all over the world. Maine, Canada, Nova Scotia, Prince Edward Island, and more. Also, don't miss Happy Hour, daily specials, Bloody Mary Bar, and an assortment of frozen daiquiris. Catch 228 at the end of Redfern Village, 228 Redfern Village, 912-634-6228.
That yard getting out of control, or you just want your yard to be the best looking in the neighborhood? Greenscapes Landscape and Design is your answer. Pressure washing, irrigation, and full nursery with tons to choose from to make your yard pop. Swing on in to Greenscapes Landscapes and Design at 6743 New Jessup Highway or give them a ring at 912-602-0954. Greenscapes Landscape and Design, your landscaping solution. That's 912-602-0954.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660 and you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com. Big City Cleaners and Quartz Cleaners have joined forces to make all your dry cleaning needs a reality. Whether you're on the mainland or on St. Simons, they have you covered and have been doing this for almost 60 years combined. Laundry, dry cleaning, fluff fold, alterations, and drive-through service to get you in, out, and back to what you do best. Free delivery to St. Simons. Big City Cleaners, 24 Midway Square next to Certified Burger, 634-8688. And Quartz Cleaners, 6201 Altama Avenue across from Mike Murphy Kia, 264-3813.
In case you missed it. Oh man, I hate to have that bed just cuts off. I'm gonna have to have that one taken out. In case you missed it, Georgia obviously has let go of their coach and hired a new one. Tom Crean comes over to the University of Georgia. Of course, Crean is known for the run that he had at Marquette, making a Final Four. Of course, he had Dwayne Wade on that team as well. Then he went to Indiana, had a few good seasons at Indiana. Now he's the head coach of the Georgia Bulldogs.
I think it's a good hire by Georgia. Tom Crean's a pretty good coach, and he inherited Indiana when Indiana was in a mess. I think it was right after that Kelvin Sampson fiasco that they had up there where they might have been in some trouble with the NCAA. Can't remember all the history, but he came over, had two bad years while he was rebuilding that program, and then had three or four good runs there. Had 29-win season 1 year, 27-win season. So he started getting Indiana back on track. And then the last year in Indiana, they just, you know, had a rough year, kind of like what Georgia's been having, 18-16 season. And he got fired because Indiana, they're not having all of that kind of stuff. They may be bad in basketball. I'm not in football and other sports, but Indiana's not going to be losing a whole lot in basketball, and they have no patience for losing up there. And so they canned him, and exactly 1 year later, listened to his press conference, Georgia hired him, and, you know, I think he'll do a good job in Athens.
Seem to have a lot of enthusiasm. By the way, this is the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. If you miss any of this show, we'll stream it on demand for you. TheSouthernSportsEdition.com is where you can find it. We're also on Facebook Live, myself and Kip. So if you're Facebook friends with us, you can watch us live. If you're not Facebook friends, then request us. We'll probably add you. And we'll do the sound of the week, the pristine water sound, excuse me, the Greenscapes Landscape and Design sound of the week here in a little bit. And if you want to take your calls via the pristine water landline, I will do that, 912-275-7017. This segment brought to you by Urgent Med 1 and Urgent Med Plus, Pyramid Roofing, and by Brogan's.
Urgent Med is more than just an urgent care clinic. Urgent Med is now accepting primary care patients and accepts most insurances. With two locations to serve all of Glenn County, Urgent Med Prime, 5248 New Jessup Highway, just off I-95 at exit 36B, and Urgent Med Plus on St. Simons in the Winn-Dixie Shopping Center at 106 Retreat Village. Walk in anytime and get in, get out, and get on with your life. In Brunswick, 912-264-1883. And on St. Simons, 912 434-9316, or check out Urgent Med online at urgentmed-1.com. Good place to go. I've been there.
Let me tell you the truth about something, because that's what I do on the show. That's why I've earned the nickname The Truth. Virginia is the one and only number one seed to ever lose in the first round to a 16 seed. It has never happened in the history of the NCAA tournament, and they've been playing that thing a while.
That's right. DePaul did it back before they expanded to like 64 teams when they, you know, had 12 seeded or something like that. But only time a 16's beat a one was last night.
Virginia was the number one team in the country. I'm not talking about just a regular one seed.
They were the highest rated team in the tournament.
They were the number one overall team in the country.
Number one overall seed in the tournament too.
And so
it's ridiculous.
Our Greenscapes Landscape and Design Sound of the Week is where there's got to be some accountability from somewhere. And so the accountability came from their head coach.
Hats off to Coach Odom and his staff in UMBC. They played a terrific game. They thoroughly outplayed us. You know, a week ago, we were cutting down the nets at the ACC tournament and how good that felt. And they had a historic season. They really did. And then we had a historic loss, being the first one seed to lose. So that's life. We talk about it all the time. With the adulation, the praise, it comes. And we've got a lot of that this year. And then on the other side, there'll be blame and people pointing that out. But that can't, in the end, you know, define these guys and our team or us.
It will.
It will. They'll always be remembered for the being that team. Overall, number one overall seeded team in the tournament, and they lost basically to the lowest seed in the tournament.
That's exactly that was, you took the words out of my mouth. Not if they're the top rated team in the country, then what that means is they get the lowest rated team in the tournament, and they got beat by that team
and got beat by 20 points.
And that's another, I kept waiting, right? You and I were kind of keeping an eye on that game last night, and I kept waiting
for the run
to happen, and it just never. I kept waiting for them to at least make it, if they were going to go down, make it close, and they rolled over.
Virginia's one of these teams. Now, if you've watched Virginia over the last 3 or 4 years, you know Virginia can lock you down on defense. They play good defense. They can lock you down. But when they get in trouble is when they can't put the ball in the basket. And they have gone through long spurts over the last 2 or 3 years where they go and can't put the ball in the basket. And it cost them against the quality teams. But they ran up on a team last night that laid one on them. I read a stat before the tournament. Virginia had not given up 70 points all season in a basketball game. But they did last night. They got beat 74-54 and got blown out. It wasn't even close.
Let me put this into perspective for you. The number one overall team in the country got beat by 20 points by the lowest rated team that got into the tournament. Think about that.
Got beat. That's there's a lot of people thinking about it. A lot of brackets have taken a beat in the first 2 days.
I got that one right.
I know you did. In fact, the only people that got that win right were people that go in their bracket and pick underdogs in every game. That's the only way you could have got that one right. Because there's just no way that logically you could say that was going to happen. But that's what makes the NCAA tournament such a treasure.
It is the best sports tournament playoff, period, bar none. It's unarguable. I don't care what sport you like better than college basketball. Their playoff system
is
the best one there is.
And it's not even close.
No.
Others are not even close.
People that don't even care about college football will sit there and watch game after game after game of that tournament.
That's it. And it's a great tournament, and I'm going to get addicted to it. Probably watch it most of the afternoon today. You just get addicted to it. You cannot leave the TV because There's just something about that tournament. You get on a roll and these cats that come out of nowhere and they start hitting three after three after three. And it's, you know, before you know it, the favorite's down by 15. They got a rally. The whole country tunes in. The format where you got five games or four or five games going on at the same time on different channels. I mean, it's just, there's nothing like it. It's a national treasure, like the story I wrote in your magazine yesterday. It is a national treasure. It can't be replicated.
You know what it reminds me of as far as it being a national treasure?
What's that?
Jason Bishop.
Oh.
The attorney you need to kick butt and take names? Alan Tucker. Whether you need help with criminal law or a personal injury case, Alan Tucker is the attorney you need to get tough when it hits the fan. Stop on in downtown Brunswick at 9 St. Andrews Court, Suite 201, or schedule an appointment, 912-267-7123, online at alantuckerattty.com. That's A-L-A-N, Tucker, A-T-T-Y.com.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
The best private club value in the Southeast, Brunswick Country Club. 4 miles north of the St. Simon's Causeway on Highway 17, an original 1938 Donald Ross design restored by Mark and Davis Love. The best year-round course conditions in the Golden Isles and now offering special membership packages. Contact Dan Hogan for more information or check out BrunswickCountryClub.com. BrunswickCountryClub.com.
Your new local roofing experts? Well, that's Pyramid Roofing. The roofing experts at Pyramid Roofing believe in being professional, courteous, and getting the job done right the first time. And they guarantee their work. So give Pyramid Roofing a call, 912-275-9595, or find them on Facebook. And for a limited time, give them promo code BISHOP and receive an additional 10% off. Pyramid Roofing, we keep you covered.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. On the diamond, the Glen Academy Red Terriers suffered their first loss of the season, coming at the hands of South Effingham this past week in an epic game. 12 innings and a walk-off grand slam for the Mustangs to knock off Glen for the first time. Glen did rebound later in the week, avenging that loss 10-4 over those South Effingham Mustangs. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Be sure to tune in to the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. 93.7 WBQO.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch, hosting here with Jason Bishop. And now we go to one of my favorite segments of the week where you never know what you're going to hear, the Weekend Review.
And here we go. Richard Sherman to the 49ers. Where is Erin Andrews when you need her? The NCAA tournament has gotten underway, and Kip's bracket is already busted. No, Kip. Georgia State is not going to win at all.
Oh.
Did anyone really think the Saints would let Drew Brees walk? At least one NFL franchise still has some loyalty. If I hear the words Tiger Woods and favorite in the same sentence one more time, I am going to quit this show. Farewell, Paul Posluszny. The only good thing about you retiring is I won't have to keep Googling how to spell your name. Kawhi Leonard. Just shut up and play already. Super agent Scott Boras got Jake Arrieta a contract with the Phillies. Kirk Cousins will be able to eat at Golden Corral as much as he wants.
Yes, he will.
Teddy Bridgewater says the Jets were his first choice. I wasn't aware there were a ton of teams knocking down your door, Teddy. And also, if the Jets are your first choice, you may need to reevaluate your professional goals. Sean Miller, shame, shame, shame. And these are my thoughts.
The Jets signed Teddy Bridgewater.
And he was their first choice.
Which means they're going to try to get Baker Mayfield.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what you got to do.
This is the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Ranch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This segment brought to you by Georgia Sea Grill, Sea Palms Coastal Realty, and by Big City Cleaners.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simon since 1997. The Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open daily at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638. 1197. They have some really good food there.
You can catch any of the show that you may miss streaming on demand 24/7, thesouthernsportsedition.com. We're also on Facebook Live. You've heard our Greenscapes Landscape and Design Sound of the Week. If you want to call us via the Pristine Water Landline, that's fine too. 912-275-7017. Aside from the NCAA tournament, there's been NFL free agency. Kirk Cousins signed an $84 million contract for 3 years, and every nickel was guaranteed.
That's unheard of.
I don't ever remember seeing something like that.
That's unheard of. So he's got $84 million coming, regardless. He could walk off a curb right now and get hit by a car. He's got $84
million. $84 million. He's never won a playoff game.
That speaks volumes about the business, doesn't it?
That's where it is.
That's where it is. It's all about trying to get paid, and it doesn't really matter. But yet, the pundits will judge people like a Stafford in Detroit.
Well, he hasn't won a playoff game.
But you know what? He's done a lot more than Kirk Cousins has in this league.
Of course, the Bills traded starting quarterback Tyrod Taylor. They sent him to the Browns. And so to take his place,
they get A.J. McCarron.
A.J. McCarron.
Hey, A.J. I guess, you know, actually think that might be a good deal for the Bills, because I think the Bills have the ammunition now. You look at the Bills, they're sitting there, I think, at number 12 in the draft, but they've got all these draft picks by doing all these trades. They've got the ammunition now to trade up in those top six slots to get one of those quarterbacks that they are coveting. I think they're going to trade up. I think they're going to use some of those picks to trade up in the top six and draft the top quarterback on their board.
How does Sam Bradford keep signing NFL deals when he plays three games a year? He signed another one. Sam Bradford signed with the Arizona Cardinals 1 year, $20 million. He plays three games a year.
Sam's just, who is his agent?
I don't know, but he's a great agent.
I should have hired him. Well, no, I got a pretty good sweetheart deal when I negotiated with management here.
I know you did.
So maybe you should bring his agent on to help you out a little bit.
I need it. They also signed Mike Glennon to be the backup. The Cardinals did.
What are they paying him?
$8 million for 2 years.
So he's going to get $4 million to hold a clipboard.
That's right.
Okay, that's not bad. That's not a bad gig. What the Falcons doing free agency?
Nothing. They signed offensive lineman Austin Patzer, 1 year, $880,000. 3 years, $12.75 million, to guard Brandon Fusco. I do like that deal.
Yep.
And then cornerback Leon McFadden. They're not giving us what he's going to make, but it's a 1 year deal.
Falcons lost Poe off that defensive line. I think that's a big loss. They're probably going to have to try to draft somebody in their draft spot. Jags, Marquise Lee, that was big that they kept him under contract. And they go out and get Dante Moncrief, which I think can come in and probably have a good year. They signed him to a one-year deal.
And only going
to
pay him $7 million.
I think he can come in. You got to think, his numbers went down because Andrew Luck was hurt. So,
that's right, he's got Blake Bortles. They're paying him less money than they're paying Blake Bortles next year, just so you know.
And they go out and get a tight end, which they needed to upgrade.
They got two. Yeah, they got two of those guys. Austin Seferian Jenkins, 2 years at $10 million, and then Niles Paul, 2 years, $4.75 million.
So they've addressed the position, which means could be telling what direction they go to in the draft. They needed tight end help, and I was thinking they would get that in the draft, but they might have addressed that in free agency and may use their draft first-round pick to address the offensive line. They got a guy from the Panthers, though. It's a good guard, though. It's going to help that run game.
Chad Henne has moved on from the Jacksonville Jaguars. He signed a 2-year deal with the Kansas City Chiefs. Financials undisclosed.
He's going to go out there and back up insurance policy for this, whatever this kid is they drafted last year. I can't even remember his name.
Mahomes,
yeah. Patrick Mahomes.
Sammy Watkins also lands in Kansas City, 3 years, $48 million, and I don't think there's ever been a more overrated receiver in the history of wide receivers than Sammy Watkins, and he parlays it into $48 million.
He doesn't seem very productive, does he?
No. Akeem Tlaib, of course.
The Rams got good at corner.
Yes, they did.
They may have the best set of corners in the NFL. Now, and that defense was already pretty good. They lost, they lost some linebackers and stuff, but the Rams, I like what the Rams are doing.
All right, I'm going to do it just for your benefit, Kip. One of the biggest signings that has gone under the radar is the signing of LeGarrette Blount by the Detroit Lions. 1 year, $4.5 million. They're paying him peanuts, and Matthew Stafford's finally going to have a legitimate back with him in the backfield. I think that's a huge, huge signing.
I think so too. And he ate the Patriots alive in the Super Bowl with the Eagles, and that's all the Lions needed basically on offense was a running back. They're the worst rushing team in the NFL. They haven't had a back with over 100 yards in a game since like 2011 or 12 or something like that. It's crazy.
The Bears decided they were going to pay Kyle Fuller $56 million cornerback for 4 years. They also signed two quarterbacks to back up Mitch Trubisky. Quarterback Chase Daniel, 2 years, $10 million. Tyler Bray, financials undisclosed. If you recall, Chase Daniel, of course, was a beast at Missouri and has done nothing in the NFL.
Look at the Cleveland Browns real quick. And I say this because I was talking, we were out with Coach Pender last night having dinner and having, having fun, and he told me that the Cleveland Browns were going to win 10 games this year. Think about it. They got the first and fourth pick in the draft, okay? They're probably going to draft Barkley out of Penn State. Maybe use that fourth pick as on a quarterback, but look at these free agency signings for Cleveland. That's pretty doggone good right there, Jason.
Running back Carlos Hyde, of course, the trade for Jarvis Landry. Tight end Darren Fells. Offensive tackle, Chris Hubbard. Offensive tackle, Donald Stevenson. Defensive end, Chris Smith. Cornerback, Demarius Randall. Cornerback, TJ Carey. And cornerback, Terrence Mitchell. That's what they've done.
They have upgraded the talent on that roster. Now, they have the first and the fourth pick. They have two of the top four picks. Barkley's probably going to be the first pick of the draft. The running back situation is will be in good hands. And what do they do with the fourth pick? Quarterback. Got to. Tyrod Taylor, I'm not real confident in him.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simon's. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines, Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
Golden Isles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Golden Isles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And yeah, you know him. Matt is a BHS and UGA grad. Free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons. Drive-through and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at goldenislespharmacy.com.
That yard getting out of control, or you just want your yard to be the best looking in the neighborhood? Greenscapes Landscape and Design is your answer. Pressure washing, irrigation, and full nursery with tons to choose from to make your yard pop. Swing on in to Greenscapes Landscapes and Design at 6743 New Jessup Highway or give them a ring at 912-602-0954. Greenscapes Landscape and Design, your landscaping solution. That's 912-602-0954.
Yes, we all know Pristine Water for their unrivaled pool service here in the Golden Isles, but did you know that Pristine Water also will service your home or business with purified bottled water and pristine coffee? Yes, you heard me right. Pristine Water will deliver purified, chemical-free, highly oxygenated water and pristine master roast and other coffee favorites weekly. All condiments and supplies available, creamers, sugars, etc. Pristine Water, 912-264-9233, 166 Key Circle Drive. The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
I think that's one of my all-time favorite bits.
I love that. That and in the club, every time they end, you have the in the club,
you
bed,
zone out. I you zone just leave out, the dude. Show.
Yeah, I just, and it's usually when I'm bringing us back too. I
love just that. Not here. Oh man, this segment brought to you by Catch 228, Alan Tucker, Greenscapes Landscape and Design, and by Brunswick Mower.
The attorney you need to kick butt and take names, Alan Tucker. Whether you need help with criminal law or a personal injury case, Alan Tucker is the attorney you need to get tough when it hits the fan. Stop on in downtown Brunswick at 9 St. Andrews Court, Suite 201, or schedule an appointment, 912-267-7123, or online at alantuckerattty.com. That's Alan Tucker. ATTY.com, Alan Tucker, attorney at law in your corner. I saw him last night, I think, at Benny's Red Barn.
This is the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. One thing I wanted to mention about Tom Crean a minute ago, a couple segments ago that I didn't get around to, is that his winning percentage is over six. It's a 606 winning percentage, 664 at Marquette, and 551 at Indiana. So he has been a successful coach as far as winning regular season games. Georgia hasn't been to the tournament in a while.
Well, the thing about Crean is his record would be a lot higher, but his two major jobs that he's had, Marquette and Indiana, when he first got there, those were major rebuilds. If you look at his first couple of seasons at both of those schools when he was there, he had to rebuild for a couple of years, and then the records went up dramatically in year three. And he started winning. So he's going to come in. The main thing about Georgia basketball is you've got to keep the best talent in this state. You can't have Kentucky and people like that coming down and cherry picking all the kids out of Atlanta that can play. And that was what Mark Fox, he couldn't get those blue chip kids in the state of Georgia to stay at home and play for UGA. And I think Tom Crean may be, you know, he may do well on the recruiting side, because you got to recruit when you're in the Big Ten. There's a lot of good programs in the Big Ten, and you know, Michigan State and Indiana and Michigan, Ohio State. You got to be able to recruit against those blue bloods. And in SEC, outside of Kentucky, you don't really have what I consider basketball blue bloods. But I think he'll be able to recruit, and he's got a track record to back it up. I mean, the guy had D Wade at Marquette. D Wade's from Chicago, and a lot of schools D Wade could have went to, but he chose to go to Marquette.
I want to change one of my picks. I've got Florida coming out of the East bracket for the Final Four. I'm going to change that pick. I don't really feel good about that. I'm just going to go ahead and take Villanova. So my Final Four is going to be Tennessee, Xavier, Villanova, and Duke.
Kentucky, Michigan State, and Villanova. And now that Virginia's lost.
Virginia lost?
Yep. I got.
As a number one seed?
I got Michigan versus Michigan State in the final.
Oh man!
Wow, would that be a man? Would that be a classic?
There's no way that's going to happen, but yes, it would be. Okay, so I'm going to say Tennessee and Duke in the final.
Would that be a classic?
There's no way that's going to happen.
Tennessee and Duke in the final.
Okay, so I'm going to say Tennessee and Duke in the final. Okay,
that's what I'm doing, and I'm taking the Dukies to cut down the nets.
I hope Duke loses to Rhode Island today.
Not going
to
happen.
I mean, probably okay, not, but I'm going to be pulling for it.
The only time I ever hear from you is when you text me when I pick something and then it doesn't happen. Other than that, but then when the shoe's on the other foot, I call you and somehow I get sent to voicemail.
When'd you call me?
I don't even know how many times I've called you when you picked something that's been wrong. I can't even keep up with how many times.
I mean, if you call me for something I picked wrong in this bracket, you'd be calling me every 5 minutes, just like everybody else in the country. So, I mean, yeah, probably, you know, may have went to voicemail while I was on another call. But I don't screen calls.
Really?
Yeah, probably. I try not to. Duke's a good pick now, though. I mean, you look at Duke, Michigan State. Whoever wins that game is coming out of the Midwest bracket.
Agreed.
Okay. I think Villanova's coming out of the East. I think they're the best team. You know, I think they may be the best team still left in the tournament.
Other than Duke, sure.
Michigan.
Villanova's coming out of the East. I think they're the best team.
I picked Michigan to win the West at the beginning, and I was talking to my buddy Scott Spence today, who's an avid North Carolina fan. He called me at 8 o'clock this morning.
By avid, you mean blindly?
That's a Carolina fan. We come to the consensus that the Michigan North Carolina winner may play for the national championship. And if you look at Kentucky, if Kentucky does not get to the Final Four. With this draw that they have, I mean, they face to play Buffalo and then possibly Kansas State, who was a 9 seed that, you know, finished in the middle of the pack.
They might get Maryland, Baltimore County.
No, the Slippers, I think, is about to fall off.
So you're giving Baltimore, Maryland County, or Maryland, Baltimore County, can't even get their name right.
Right.
No chance against Kansas State.
I'm giving them zero chance of moving on in this tournament.
You do know they just beat the number one overall seed in the tournament.
I'm giving them zero chance to beat Kansas State.
Zero chance.
Not even, it might be a negative percentage chance. They're not beating Kansas State. They've had their one shining moment. Ain't that the little song that CBS likes to use?
Remember to call.
No, you can call me, because Kansas State is not losing to no UMBC or whatever they're called. Not happening.
Okay.
So you're looking at Kentucky against Kansas State. And then you're going to be looking. Now, you know a sleeper team, a legitimate sleeper team that's still out there, is that Loyola Chicago team. Those guys are pretty good.
They got to get through Tennessee.
They're pretty good.
They got to get through Tennessee.
Oh, I know they got to get through Tennessee, but Tennessee, Chicago's pretty good.
I'm taking Tennessee out of that bracket.
Well, I'm taking Tennessee to get to Cincinnati. I actually had Tennessee. I can't remember.
I'm taking Tennessee.
If I had Tennessee, I gotta look at my brackets. I either had them going to the Sweet 16 or to the regional final. But I actually had them losing to Virginia.
Again, I haven't missed a game yet.
I know.
Urgent Med is more than just an urgent care clinic. Urgent Med is now accepting primary care patients and accepts most insurances, with two locations to serve all of Glynn County. Urgent Med Prime, 5248 New Jessup Highway, just off I-95 at exit 36B, and Urgent Med Plus on St. Simon's in the Winn-Dixie Shopping Center at 106 Retreat Village. Walk in anytime and get in, out, and on with your life. In Brunswick, 912-264-1883, and on St. Simon's, 912-434-9316, or check out Urgent Med online at urgentmed-1.com.
Your new local roofing experts? Well, that's Pyramid Roofing. The roofing experts at Pyramid Roofing believe in being professional, courteous, and getting the job done right the first time. And they guarantee their work. So give Pyramid Roofing a call, 912-275-9595, or find them on Facebook. And for a limited time, give them promo code BISHOP and receive an additional 10% off. Pyramid Roofing. We keep you covered.
The best hangout spot on St. Simon's, all the locals will tell you, Brogan's in the Village. Best salads, burgers, and wings on the island, and the best grilled chicken Swiss anywhere. But that's not all. Happy hour 4 to 6, and come on upstairs for the best view overlooking St. Simon's Sound the island has to offer. Brogan's in the Pier Village on St. Simon's. Call ahead and pick up 912-638-1660 or online at brogans.com. Spring is just around the corner, folks, and that means grass cutting season is upon us. Make sure you're ready by having your equipment serviced now. Go see the true professionals at Brunswick Mower Supply. Fast, friendly service you can trust. Conveniently located at 6203 Altama Avenue, pickup and delivery is also available. So go see the hometown folks at Brunswick Mower Supply. Mention this commercial and receive 10% off your service.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physician, visit sghs.org/summit. On the diamond, the Glynn Academy Red Terriers suffered their first loss of the season, coming at the hands of South Effingham this past week in an epic game. 12 innings and a walk-off grand slam for the Mustangs to knock off Glynn for the first time. Glynn did rebound later in the week, avenging that loss 10-4 over those South Effingham Mustangs. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Be sure to tune in to the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. 93.7 WBQO.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
That's the second time I've heard that song.
That's a classic.
Never heard it until last week.
That got me ready to get on my bike and go like on a little St. Patty's Day bike ride around St. Simon's Island and stop in at all the local watering holes. Sounds like a good afternoon, doesn't it?
It does. Indeed.
That live music. We listened to some live music last night, Jason. 3-day weekend, local band.
Yep.
They're pretty good, man.
They're not bad.
They're really, really good.
This is the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. You can stream any of the show that you miss. TheSouthernSportsEdition.com. We're on Facebook Live. And also, this segment is brought to you by Max Barbecue, Pristine Water, and by Brunswick Country Club.
the best private club value in the Golden Isles, Brunswick Country Club. 4 miles north of the St. Simons Island Causeway on Highway 17, originally designed by Donald Ross and restored by Mark and Davis Love. The best course conditions in the Golden Isles and now offering special member packages. Contact Dan Hogan for more information at 912-264-4377 or check out BrunswickCountryClub.com.
Atlanta Braves spring training baseball.
And all I want to talk about is Ronald Acuña. All that other stuff, I'm not really interested. We know Swanson. We looked at the stats. He ain't hitting.
194.
I don't know what's going to happen with him, but Ronald Acuña's hitting, what, 417?
444.
Okay, he's hitting. All right. Leading the team in hitting. We're in number 82.
He'll start the season in Gwinnett.
He better not.
Okay. I guarantee
if
it.
If he starts the season in Gwinnett, then I won't start my Braves season until he's suiting up for Atlanta.
You're going to boycott the Braves?
There's no reason he should not be the opening day left fielder for the Atlanta Braves. The kid's hitting over 400 in spring training. He's got 40 at-bats. Okay, three home runs. He's hitting for power. Only struck out seven times. The kid is a player. They got him wearing number 82. Come on, man.
This is the most staggering of all the numbers that we've just thrown at you. By the way, you're right. 417, not 444. Nonetheless, here's the number that's the most staggering to me. His on-base percentage is .523. That's insane.
That's
stupid.
Unheard of.
That's insane. That means, let me, for those of you that aren't familiar with baseball stats, let me tell you what that means. That means he is getting on base more than half the times he comes to hit. A great on-base percentage is typically 40%.
Right.
Somewhere around there. That's a great on-base percentage. He's at 52%.
Which means he's putting the bat on the ball, and he's finding holes. He's hitting it over the fence, driving in runs. How many RBIs does he have in the spring?
It also means that he's taking walks and not swinging at bad pitches. As far as RBIs, he's got eight.
Eight RBIs.
Four stolen bases, by the way.
Yes, a legitimate 5-tool player.
Uh-huh. It also means that he's taking walks. Triple A Gwinnett's where he'll start.
If he does, then I will not start the Atlanta Braves until Ronald Acuña makes his way over to SunTrust Park. I will not watch the Braves until Ronald Acuña is in that starting lineup. If he doesn't, if they send him to Gwinnett to start the season. That's bogus.
The Braves made some interesting, made an interesting move and then a rumor to make another interesting move. We'll see what they do. The interesting move that we do have made is they have signed former Detroit starter Anibal Sanchez to a minor league contract. Now, Sanchez's last 3 years have been abysmal, but granted, at one point in that Tigers rotation,
he was like a good quality three starter for them.
He was very good.
I mean, you've got to think they had Verlander and Scherzer, and then he had Sanchez. That was their top three starters at one time in Detroit.
In 2013, Sanchez won 14 games.
He had a low ERA, was it like 2.97 or something like that?
Better, 2.5.
2.5. And he was like the third starter on that team.
Now, since 2015, he hasn't been very good. His ERA has been 4.9, 5.87, and 6.41, respectively, the last 3 years. It's gone up.
He's given up. If you look at the home runs in the last 3 years he's given up, too, it's probably close to being near the top of the majors.
26 home runs last season, 30 the year before that, and 29 the year before that.
So he gives up the long ball.
And here's something that really just is a head scratcher. In 2014, he gave up four home runs the whole year. 2015, he went from four home runs to 29.
Which means
that says to me velocity on the fastball
or mechanics. Where you're getting the ball up over the plate. These guys, it don't matter how fast you're throwing the ball now. If you just elevate the ball, these guys just knock it out of sight nowadays.
The other thing that's interesting that the Braves are rumored to do is it looks like that they are interested in former Rocky closer Greg Holland, that they may be working out a deal to make Greg Holland the next Braves closer.
Okay, well, here's what I'm interested in.
What are you interested in?
I'm interested in Ronald Acuna being the opening day starter for the Atlanta Braves in left field. And if it, that does not happen, then the Braves fans and the Braves, there's a lot of avid Braves fans out there, and they see these same stats that we see. Ronald Acuna is leading the Braves in hitting in spring training. He's their best. He's batting .417
by 40 points, by the way.
By 40 points.
He's leading the team by 40 points. The next best guy is Markakis at .375.
And then you got people saying that he may start the season in Gwinnett. Then the GM for the Atlanta Braves, he needs to start the season in Gwinnett.
Freeman's hitting .344. Camargo is hitting .241, which is a little bit of a disappointment if you're a Braves fan. Ender Inciarte, .310. That's about what you're going to get from him in the regular season. Dansby Swanson is hitting .194. That is cause for concern.
That is cause for concern. What about Albies? What's he hitting? About what you're going to get from him in the
regular season. Dansby Swanson. You're going to make me go through this.
I mean, he's looking. They're looking at him being the opening day second baseman. So, what's he hitting? Man, you're scrolling way down, brother. You're going to make me go through this. I mean, but Ronald Acuna has to be the opening day starter in left field.
.318, Ozzy Albies.
Okay.
Solid.
Solid. So if he's hitting .318, he's a young kid like Acuna. He'll probably be the starting second baseman. They brought him up last year. Solid. Do not send Ronald Acuna to Gwinnett to start the season.
Oh, he's going. He'll probably be
the starting second baseman. They brought him up last year. Man, that's you just have you about to aggravate me with that.
He's going to AAA, brother.
Why?
The reason he's going to go to AAA is because of some stupid contractual thing where if he's not on the major league roster for the first month of the season, the Braves get an extra year on him before he's arbitration eligible. So they'll be able to pay him peanuts for an extra year rather than have him on the opening day roster where they would lose that year of arbitration eligibility and they'd have to pay him more money sooner, 1 year sooner. That's what this is all about.
Wow. They better have him in left field opening day. That's all I can say.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
I don't care nothing about the damn arbitration. That joker deserves a beat. Thank you, Facebook. I done got aggravated here talking about Ronald.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
The legendary Max Barbecue, now in Sterling across from the Jane Macon Light. Pulled pork sandwiches, ribs, turkey club, and of course those famous battered fries you can't find anywhere else. 912-275-8271 to call ahead. Max Barbecue is locally owned and operated by the same family for over 30 years. Monday through Saturday, 11 to 8. The legendary Max Barbecue, now in Sterling. 912-275-8271 and give them a like on Facebook.
Golden Isles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Golden Isles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And yeah, you know him. Matt is a BHS and UGA grad. Free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons. Drive-through and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at goldenislespharmacy.com.
Big City Cleaners and Quartz Cleaners have joined forces to make all your dry cleaning needs a reality. Whether you're on the mainland or on St. Simons, they have you covered and have been doing this for almost 60 years combined. Laundry, dry cleaning, fluff fold, alterations, and drive-through service to get you in, out, and back to what you do best. Free delivery to St. Simons. Big City Cleaners, 24 Midway Square, next to Certified Burgers, 634-8688. And Quartz Cleaners, 6201 Altama Avenue, across from Mike Murphy Kia, 264-3813.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. On the diamond, the Glen Academy Red Terriers suffered their first loss of the season, coming at the hands of South Effingham this past week in an epic game. 12 innings and a walk-off grand slam for the Mustangs to knock off Glen for the first time. Glen did rebound later in the week, avenging that loss 10-4 over those South Effingham Mustangs. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Be sure to tune in to the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch, Saturday mornings at 10 a.m., 93.7 WBQO.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.